Galatians chapter 3. I want to show you a mystery. I want to show you the things that is beyond the normal things that men see. One of the fundamental advantage that people that rule on this earth have is that they understand that there are principles that govern this earth, structures that govern manifestation. Anytime you see a manifestation, there must be something behind the scene that is supporting it. What I mean is, for example, somebody is blind, and then you come and say, open. When the blind eye is open, what you as a normal person saw was a miracle of the open eyes. But men that rule the earth know that there is a principle that supported that kind of manifestation. There are structures in the unseen realm that is supporting the thing, and it's not just men of light, even men in darkness, there are things they know. So if a man is educated in darkness more than you, that is a being, a child of light, is educated in light, then what you will see is that darkness will continue to have a few days until men of light arise and enter into the education of what they have been born into. Let me say it in another way. You can be staying with a witch and you are born again. Born again, tongue speaking, but that witch will be pressing you in the night. How many of you happened it? Today, God will also deliver people. They are in the night and suddenly something falls on you. And you want to get up and even want to shout Jesus. Yes. And even Jesus can come out. Meanwhile, you prayed that day. Some of the days you even came back from church. It is a proof. We are not saying you don't have Jesus and you don't have the Holy Ghost. But it's a proof that as of that moment, even though there is light in you, you have not been trained in that light long enough for it to shine. It is the shining of light that makes darkness to go away. So as long as light has not begun to shine, then it's not possible that darkness around your life will go away. It will seem as if what we receive is not potent and powerful. That's why we pray the way we pray. We pray so that we pray into light, pray into life, such that the season will come, whether you speak or not, there will be an effulgence from your being. Something strong enough to conquer Satan without you even having the opportunity of seeing him face to face. The structures around you have the capacity to checkmate Satan. I want to show you a history of this picture, because there is too much warfare in this city. Much warfare. What is causing that baby? There is a phone that is on. If there is a phone that is on, I said it 2 times. Put it on. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10. If you are there, say amen. If you are there, say amen. If you are not there, say wait for us. We are waiting for you. Verse 10. To the intent. To the intent principalities. So the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places. An organization, better. What we mean as an organization is the fact that something is organic. It means that there is life in it. That there is only one possibility of tracing the capacity, the effect, and the purpose of that very thing. We have to come into a place where we can encounter the life thereof. So somebody goes to Sunday school, but he has not been able to enter into the body, the organic dimension of what he has been brought into. It's possible you can stay in church for 10 years, you will never become anything. I tell you the truth in God. Some of us, we are pastor students. And for many years, we thought it was passport to growth in God. So we attended church, we finished Sunday school. We are growing in the ranks in the church, but we are not growing in God. The reason is because even though we have all the certifications, as far as the life dimension of God's operation, which is the way that the institution called the church has been framed and formed by God, as long as that one is concerned, we are not functional participants. We gather every Sunday, but we are not functional participants. And as long as we are not functional in the body, then the administration cannot reach it. Are you with me? See, the church is the expression of the head. You see, we call the church the body of Christ. It was not first the body, it was first the head. What did I say? You see? Just be following me. If you pay attention, it seems as if I'm moving too fast in what I'm saying. Just be praying in tongues. Because I have many things to deliver on. And my target is not first of all your mind. My target is first of all your spirit. Because the real education in the things of God is spiritual education. Huh? Men have to get intelligent in spiritual matters. They have to be wise in spiritual matters. I feel as if I'm floated. Something will happen here today. Yeah, and it's not about here. It's about the whole city. You need to see the war we fought so that we will come here. But we are from the warrior clan. It's only you that think I'm wearing suits. What I'm wearing is an armor. You can't survive. Have you seen a man in the battlefront and he's sipping tea? Your own is over. And what it means to sip tea is not that you are not praying, it's that you have not understood where we are in the spirit. Some people think we are in Aba, in Cameroon Road. No, we are in a location in the spirit. And in that place, they are clashing of weapons, of shields. That's why, as we are praying, you have to be in the spirit. That's why we need to pray the way we pray. Grow in our heart and then enter a place, and then you'll be clothed. You can't be normal. Even to live your day-to-day life, you can't be normal. Talk more of the fact that God is putting his hands on many people so that they will be vessels, conduits of life to conquer death and what darkness has been manifesting in us. Satan is not that powerful. If God can find you dead men, irrespective of the age. How old are you? You are an elder. You are too old. I heard that Pastor Chris Oyakhilome started hosting crusades at the age of 9 and 10. You are old. There is a young lady, small lady, that is 6 years old. She prophesies and gives vision, prays in tongues for 6 hours. How old are you? See this elder? He said he's 10. You are an elder. I hope he can pray in tongues. I hope you can pray in tongues. Yeah, that's good. You need to pray in tongues. Start from 10 years old. Pray in tongues for another 10 years. Then when you are 20, people will say they are your age mate. Are they your age mate? When a man grows, he becomes ancient in the spirit. the more you grow, you become ancient. Because the target, when you grow, it is the spirit that has galvanized everything that is inside of you. And the target then is not things. That kind of prayer is not a prayer for things, about things. It's a prayer into God. And you need to understand that the dimensions of God is eternal in scope. It's only eternity that can capture the frame of God. So when a man presses, he's pressing into eternity. And that is where the ancient one dwells himself. What you will notice is that over time you become ancient. Not because you are planning and you are saying I'm ancient. No. It is because you are being robbed off. You are being robbed off. Will you be under the rain and the rain won't fall on you? That's what happens. Your target is not for you to be soaked. It so happens that you are under the rain. That's what happens when men press into God. Suddenly you will start taking decisions about your life that is not your age. That's what we mean by being ancient. The decisions you take, the choices you make. When people are using their money, a 14-year-old, when people are using their money to go and look for phone and all those things, the person is using it to buy books. Is he a young man? It's ancient wisdom that is telling him that phones will go. But the things that you are putting here, you will receive the benefit and reward in seasons to come. An average 14-year-old is looking for things to get. But the one that the ancient spirit has started forging inside of him, at the age of 20, is looking for conferences to attend. And is willing to pay anything to enter those conferences. He's not giving to a 20-year-old, except something ancient has started working in you. At age 14, you realize that even though I'm a young lady, that it seems as if my vessel will be presented to God. I need to tell you, you know, we preach that the grace of God helps us to do many things and all that. No matter how you are, you can come. No matter, it is true. But I need to tell you that there are certain assignments that is given to certain kind of people. The person that will give birth to Jesus must be a virgin. There might be better people by character, but the person that will be a virgin. That means that if that woman Mary have not succeeded in keeping herself, she would have failed the qualification test. Imagine if you are 14 and you realize that you are a womb. Your womb is to carry destinies and birth many generations. When people are doing many things, they will ask you, this one happened, do you know this one? They are smiling, they are doing. You are too serious with your destiny. Don't worry. In 10 years' time, those people will come and seek God at your feet. Pastor Chris Oyakilome told his classmates in secondary school, in university, he told them that I'm 10 years ahead of you. 20 years after, he said he made a mistake. That is actually up to 50 years ahead of them. Yes, if you, there is a place you enter, you sort out, are you hearing what I'm saying? You sort out your life for long. Many of you, what bound your parents? I used to hear what my father used to say those days. I will tell you a story. I will tell you why I'm here. My father spent his youth, childhood here. My mother, the same thing. In the early 70s, this is their city. And as of then, they don't know themselves. I cannot trace the direct origin of my spiritual heritage without coming to this city. When Maurice Orulo came to this city in the year 1974, he came for a crusade. It was in that crusade, my father, a 17-year-old young man, he was serving his order. He was attending St. Michael's Anglican Church here. I don't know the place, but my father has so much told me the story that he has become part of me. In that place, he's their Bible reader. He has read the Bible that nobody can read it better than him. When he got born again, he was brought under discipleship. These days, people don't go through discipleship. He was discipled by a man those days that is called Brother Umar Obai. And in one of the meetings, there were about 10 people in a gathering like this. But we are much here, we are too many. And then Bodoma said that there are three people that have heavy calling upon their life. When he spoke, power of God came and landed on one person. When he landed on the first person, then he landed on the second person. Then he began to look around. Because those days, you have to be physically matured. And my father is only 17 years old. After some time, Odoma looked at him and said, "You are the one." When he laid hands on him, my father fell, spoke in tongues. He left that meeting. By tomorrow, he was carrying Bible on the street as a 17-year-old. The rain will be beating him, but the rain will never touch the Bible. He can touch his body, but never the Bible. We need to see all these things we are hyping ourselves. We need to get to the place our father has got to. That's why I'm telling you, you need to pray for long so that you will remove the things that stopped your fathers. Because if you begin to measure them by manifestation, as many people are measuring their progress in God by manifestation, they have seen far more at years and ages lower than what we are now. Yet, after some time, they fizzled away. There is something about this city that eats up her prophets. Prophets that are sent to her. The city will conquer you and put you down. Tomorrow he was going, and then around 6 p.m. they called him and said, "Onyoshoma, there is a woman that has been trying to give birth since morning and the child is not coming out." "Will you come and pray?" 17 years. How old are you? 14. 3 years more. 3 years. Say after me, 3 years more. Yeah, I'm not hearing. Say after me, 3 years more. You, is how many years more? Huh? 2 years more. How old are you now? You are behind schedule. If others are praying 2 hours, you need to pray for. He went upstairs and prayed for the woman. Instantly, the woman delivered. Since that day till my father died, any issue that pertains to a woman, even if he ate 5 times in a day, if you bring any issue that pertains to a woman, whether it's giving birth, taking in whatever complications, he will just be eating and say, "You are free." When did he get it? 17 years old. 17 years. He said he went through all the streets in this city, preaching the gospel, all the streets with his leg. And he was accompanied by miracles, signs, and wonders. When he left the city and entered Warri, he stayed there for some time, and in the year 1982, that's when he now told me that's when he entered his prophetic office. You know why I'm telling you this thing? Our fathers have seen much. Let's be very humble. Huh? The Bible said that Ephraim is a king that is undone. You know what it means to be undone? Have you cooked yam before? How many minutes does it take to cook yam on the average? You put it on fire, how many minutes will it be there? You know it, this yam is now, you can now eat. Like how many minutes? Just like how many minutes? 20 minutes. Okay. He had 20 minutes. Let's assume it's 20 minutes. And then after 7 minutes, your yam is at water. After 7 minutes, you now brought out the yam. Is it good for eating? Is it good for keeping? Let's assume you can't eat it. Can you keep it? There is big problem as of that moment, because we can't eat you and we can't keep you. If it is before we have started cooking you, we can keep you. If we have finished cooking you, we can eat you. But after 7 minutes, we can neither keep nor eat. That is the testimony of my generation. We can neither eat them nor keep them. Their name is Ephraim. Ephraim. Ephraim is a cake that is undone. You can't eat that. and I bring him news. Our fathers have seen more. That's why I set out on time to pray for long. Not to pray for things, but to pray to God. When you pray to God, you begin to realize whom you are. And all the weaknesses that accrues to you as a result of the fact that you are a descendant of man in the natural will begin to fall off. Their limitations will begin to fall off. Some of you that I used to be, let me tell you the truth, I used to be angry with my father because we used to be very poor. I mean, you know the kind of poor that poor people call you poor. That's the kind of poor we are. We are living with my uncle those days, and the wife said we must leave, and they chased us out of the house. The house we are living, even that one now where we are still now, before they built it in less than 3 weeks, a pool house in less than 3 weeks. Why? They chased us out. And in the day we came in, we slept on tarpaulin. My father and mother slept on bench. There is no window. If you ask my father those days, he said, God will provide. I said, this God must be wicked. Because it was only garri that we drank. And the two of them slept without food. I said, the gods, this God must be wicked. You will not understand this except your father is a pastor. How many of you, your father is a pastor? You know, to be pastor these days is lucrative. Like, everybody wants to be pastor now. Everybody wants to be man of God. Everybody wants to be apostle and prophet. You know why? There is social media now, and you can put a flyer and stay like this. In those days, if they call you pastor, demons will come and test you. They will deal with you for 5 years till you will stop calling yourself pastor. Now, demons used to use that tactics until they found out that even the people that have the name, there is no need fighting them, we can use them. So many pastors are agents of darkness. They are answering pastors and titles, but they are agents of darkness. But in the days when pastors were pastors, if they call you pastor, Satan, you will see demons, thoughts of demons will come to test that portfolio that you carry in the spirit. Because it's a representation of a kingdom authority. That a channel through which the office of the Christ will administrate the agenda upon the face of the earth. As long as that man is standing in his office, then there is a possibility of the purposes of God finding expression within that enclave. And you know that Satan has forever set himself against the agenda of God. So therefore, anybody that has put himself in a position where he is a conduit of the purposes of God has become the enemy of Satan. That is what pastors were those days. But today, pastors, this is pastors on Facebook. Man of fire. He is like this. If you know what is ministry, that's why there can be 1 million of those kind of people, and heaven is saying, I look for a man. I ask God, what of all these people? Look at people everywhere. Why are you saying you need a man? Thousands of men, GBK. God is still saying, I need a man. So what does it take for God to get a man? It is then that I found out it takes a lot for God to get his man. It takes a lot. There are many people every day, but God doesn't have men. Do you know what it took for Jesus to become the man of God? It is not instantly he became the man of God, especially in the days that he lived upon the face of the earth. He took a season, and a voice came down from heaven. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Even at that season, the proclamation and the verdict of heaven is not yet enough. He took another season. And then the Bible now said, this is my beloved son, this time around, hear ye him. He took another season. First of all, the season of approval and validation. Then another season for announcement. that was how pastors were those days, and I was a pastor. Woe unto you if you are a pastor's child, at least 20 to 30 years ago. If you are a pastor's child less than 20 years ago, you don't know what I'm saying. Believe me, you don't know what I'm saying. These people now, they don't know what I'm saying. To pay school fees is by faith. To eat is by faith. To get transport fare is by faith. They didn't buy Christmas clothes for me. I know. Hey, Choma, they used to buy Christmas clothes for you. I know. They didn't buy for me. They didn't buy for me. It was one time in the year 2003 or 2002 when a man came from US and came to our church, Tom Pickens. He came with white people. So they can't present us like that. So the church contributed money to buy clothes for us. And you know that kind of clothes. You have to target the next 5 years. When you want to buy that kind of clothes, you target the next 5 years so that you grow into it. Sometimes you grow into it. So, as of the age of 12, I vowed never to associate myself with anything pastor or ministry. If it's like this, I'm not interested. It took me years to find out that even the anointed can die. Do you know the cry that was on Gibeah? The cry of David. He said, why is it that Saul died like, he didn't die like an anointed man? That means anointed men, there is a way they die. But unfortunately, even though you are ordained to be gods, but you will die like a mere man. That's when I found out that all those bogus things, aside the fact that there are things littered in the foundations of a man of God that doesn't respect the fact that you are anointed. See, the Bible said that the just lives by his own faith, not anointing. What did I say? The just lives by faith, not by anointing. In fact, if you have heard me most times, I will always say that the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit is fundamentally constructed in such a way that is unselfish. Do you know what it means? It means that I can be so anointed and pray for you, and a cripple will rise up, and I will go back that evening and be sick. I will sleep sick, but I will be raising cripples. All of the healing evangelists in the charismatic group, all of them, many of them died of sicknesses. I need you to know that it was not at the point that they died that the sicknesses started. They have been suffering the sickness for years, yet miracles, signs and wonders was being manifest through their life. That means the anointing upon their life was for others. But then, if they will live in health, they will have to find the work of faith, because the just shall what? Live by his faith. And if it is faith, the dimension that we operate day to day, then it has to be living. Or rather, it has to be for living. And faith is for living. That means if a believer is accurate per day, it means that he lived it by faith. Faith is the currency with which a believer runs day to day. Faith is not something you use to name it and claim it. I have faith that by tomorrow 100,000 comes. Thank you, Jesus. Suffer me, thank you, Jesus. It is good, but that is not real faith. If you go to the book of Acts, you will find out that the kind of life that they are living is God faith. They are living day to day, and the summary of everything you do as a believer is God faith. That means fundamentally, basically, you receive faith so that you can live it, so that you can use it. So a believer survives day to day to the extent that he has taken advantage of the faith that was born in him as a result of the fact that he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. I'm still trying to lay foundation. All this thing I'm looking for prayer points. I'm looking for what? Self-time prayer points. You do morning devotion in your house, is it not? Sometimes, if you know you do morning devotion in your house every morning, Yes. Yes. And then, who leads the morning devotion? Your father or your mother? Or you? They rotate it. You know, the prayer points in morning devotion is constant. Is it not? You thank God, ask for forgiveness for your sins, then ask God to protect you, soak yourself with the blood of Jesus, and all those things. It is good. But when I knew God more, I found that the more you know God, the more your prayer points will reduce. Your prayer life will increase, but your prayer points will reduce. I found out that in prayer, that one of the hardest things to find is actually prayer points. If a prayer point is actually from God, then there is nothing like unanswered prayer. There is no prayer point that came from God that can go unanswered. Impossible. It's not possible. Put me anywhere. The problem is that people heal that broad prayer points not coming from God, and are forcing God to answer, forcing God to do, forcing God to answer it. You see? But God is not the originator of the prayer point. And sometimes, in case you saw it in the Bible, doesn't mean he's talking to you. You have to pray into the heart of God to find out the burden. The burden. Huh? Nobody can survive. Nobody can really pray until he is being loaded with burden. See, and the spiritual topography of a territory will never change. And then the realm, the natural realm, the physical realm, will always become a mirror image of that which is spiritual. And then the spiritual will never change until men begin to change the way they engage their priesthood. If it is true that we are willing to become the agents, conduits, through which God will change the territory, then we have to understand the way of priesthood. And a priest does not, you don't pray without receiving results, because your prayers is out of a body. In those days when we learned how to pray, before we pray so that we can pray. You didn't hear me. In those days, we don't just come to pray, we pray so that we can pray. And I found out years later that what it meant is that we need to pray to enter into the burden of God. Once we can land in the spiritual location where the burden of God is, then we feel what he's feeling. We touch what he's feeling. Huh? Then when we come out here, when you touch the burden of God, you will stop asking why do you need to pray for 12 hours. Because the end is not progress in the spirit is not tied to time. Just because time is going doesn't mean you are making progress in the spirit. Progress in the spirit is dependent on the full administration of God's agenda. So until the burden that is in the heart of God is fully discharged, there is not yet end to our prayer. We'll continue to do 12 hours, 24, 72. The reason is not because we want to clap for ourselves and say we did 12 hours. No. It's because there is a burden in the heart of God. And when he touched us, or rather when we touched him, those burdens came to our heart. We became culprits. We became victims of the desire that is locked in the heart of God. A young man will continue to pray and cry, and he's just 16 years old. And people will begin to wonder, like my friend, his father is a millionaire, and met him in the room where he was praying and crying. He said, "What is your problem? Why are you crying? Tell me your need. Let me solve it for you." How can your father be a millionaire and you are crying inside the room? What kind of prayer is this? All my people, their parents have challenged them that this is not how they pray. What they don't know is that God touched your heart and left in you something that is bothering him. Until you bear Abba as a body, until you bear Abba, Abba state as a body, you can call 1 million people to pray for this state, there will be no progress. They can actually pray for 12 hours. They can pray for 1 week. There will be no progress because they are not praying from the location in the spirit called body. That is where your will, your desires has been merged with the desire of God. And then you are touched. Your intellect has been yielded to the spirit so that you will be able to understand what is that which is the burden of God. In that plane, when you pray, it will be a discharge, not of what you think, but of what God is feeling. Huh? Remember, Jesus called his disciples and said, "Watch with me for 1 hour." Imagine you now, just imagine.
Just imagine Jesus appearing to you. Ah! No, but you don't blow. Don't be so. Abishoma, you don't want to be one of Jesus' disciples when he was alive. And then you'll be going from city to city, bring fish you eat, walk on water. And then you enter boat. And then you just be moving. Just be moving. How many of you would you like it? That time Jesus is alive, you are with him, you'll be following him. And we say, oh, ye storm, stop. And then you'll be watching the movie. Then we stop. See a dead person, and then we touch the distance and say, come down. Say, come down. Guess what? After all those things, the greatest moment in the life of Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane. He called Peter, James, and John. He said, watch with me for 1 hour. You don't know what it means. Do you know? Unfortunately, that thing is still happening today. You know, when people read it, they say, Peter cannot tarry with Jesus. The Lord said, watch with me. People today cannot stay with Jesus for 1 hour. Do you know the problem? It's because Jesus was praying out of body. But even though Jesus is telling them the need of the hour, they heard prayer points with their ear, heard the need by their ear, but their heart has not laid hold on the body. And no man can pray the prayer of God except body comes in his heart. The fundamental communication mode in the issues of prayer that God uses is body. Except God communicates the body to you, then you are not qualified yet to pray. You can pray or you can pray and receive semblance of result, but until body comes, you can't reach the end of God. Do you know the same Peter in the book of Acts chapter 6, when they were sharing food, Peter said, we will give ourselves to the ministry of word and prayer. I said, I don't understand. The same Peter that can't pray for 1 hour is now saying that our job description, I mean, we wake up in the morning, we continue praying. What happened? It means that even though we are seeing Jesus physically, it doesn't mean we are touching what is in his heart. It took the ministry of the Holy Spirit to minister the reality of prayer. And the reality of prayer is body. It's in the regime of the Spirit that a different oppression was opened up. So God can communicate to your inside the language of prayer. So even though we spoke with our mouth and told people, we need to pray for this thing. Revival is coming. And things need to change. They heard it. Some of them fell under power. Some in some meeting they did a different. And then they left. They left without body. Because everything that happened, happened in the natural. There was no tangible encounter with the reality of what was being spoken. When you encounter the reality, you live with your body. When you wake up in the morning, you fast. Have you fasted this year? How long? The guy has fasted so much, he can't remember. That's good. In those days, we fast not because they say we fast. We fast because there is a body. And as long as it's not discharged, we continue the journey. Your church has finished fasting. But the reason why you should stop is if the burden has been discharged. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It means you have not caught the burden. What is the highest amount of time you have prayed on your own? 5 hours. God have people in this city. I'm looking for 17 people. 17. Before this meeting is out. 17. What will happen to you, you don't know. We speak of the things that our hands have handled. I don't have time. This one I'm talking, I'm not. It's God that just said you should be talking. If not, I believe more in actions. I understand that the life that we received in Christ is experimental. That means we can only enter into the realities by practicals. If you continue to talk and talk and talk and talk, you will not touch many things in God.
Whatever the name is, whether it's life and power, you will not touch it until you begin to experiment, until you enter into the lab. It's in lab we begin to touch the things that we are taught in class, photosynthesis. When they told us, you know what is photosynthesis? They said, they told us photosynthesis. I went and wrote it down, photosynthesis, those days, until I entered the lab. That knowledge, that word is of no effect, of no use to you, until you come to the point where you have entered the lab, the experiment. Look at that, my guy. Look at that, my guy. Are you entering into realms? Somebody come and keep him near the window. Once you sit near the window, we give you another name, Eutychus. Go Eutychus, we will fall from the window. How do you manage to do it? But you struggle. How do you manage to sleep like this here? Where people are thinking of the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you. Some people are writing down action points because of this thing that is being said. This is what I will now do. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before I began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. Barahasasa Kambre, Kumahabanta, Inkatwa. Baria tasa patakambre, supa katia, mente kupa, velopo sika patakambe, matua katia kapento, suta kabena kaibaro kusa, atae pua, kama hapante, situ kapaya katia kupata, satua na mahali. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10 said, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. And I began to tell you that if God wants to express himself upon the face of the earth, he is limited to the intent that the body organically has yielded themselves as a vessel and a conduit for that purpose. That was why I started by telling you that just because people are gathered in an organization doesn't mean that they are functionally part of an organism. And I told you also that the church is not an organization, that the church is what? An organism. And if it is true that it is an organism, we can only trace the function, the expression, the manifestation through expression and participation in the body of Christ is by life. Because when we mean organic, when we mean organ, we mean life. Is it not true? That means you are a participant of the body of Christ to the extent that Christ has been worked in you. You know, there is a difference between you being in Christ and Christ being in you. They are not the same thing. So the extent to which you become functional in the body is dependent on how much Christ has been formed in you. It was Paul that said, my little children, of whom what I travail, bed pangs, in bed again, that Christ will be what formed in you, meaning that the functional dimension of our participation in the body of Christ is dependent on how much Christ has been formed in us. So just because you are coming to church and going for the past, they born you in church, the way I'm looking at you, they born you in church. Not be so. That years you spent in church is a waste unto you, unto God, unto the world, unto our generation, if you have not entered into the functional dimension. That is my target today.
Because if I can get you to that place, we realize that a man that functions by the life that is found in the body is always an epicenter of angels, of principalities, of powers. Because as of then, they know that what you are living out is beyond you, it's not normal, it's not mortal, it's not mundane, it's eternal, it's God Himself. Huh? When you read the book of Ephesians, one of the things you will find out is that the economy of God is captured in Christ. So, and you remember that the economy of God is how God intends to dispense Himself. That means if the economy of God is captured in Christ, that means Christ is the way that God intends to dispense Himself. So I need to know that there is nothing God is doing except by Himself. It's not enough that God wants to do something, He will also do it by Himself. And the way that God does something by Himself is to do it by Christ. Huh? That is why for you to be functional at all, you have to be in Christ. So it is only them that is in Christ that is part of the body. Then the extent to which you will now be functional in the body is dependent on how much then that Christ is now in you. Are you with me? So the purposes of God for this city will continue to lag behind. I have been privileged to do a lot of hard labor in this eastern Nigeria. And one of the things I found out is that this state is behind. All the states, this is the last, according to the spiritual measurement. And I'm shocked. The reason why I'm shocked is that this state is actually supposed to be first, or at least one of the top. Especially this city. This city is the revival route. The revival, the SU revival of the 70s. This is one of the landing points. Actually, Scripture Union wanted to send my father to USA in the 1970s. That is from this city. That is how much God galvanized this city. Why is it that Satan has built his throne and sat? That's why brutal men have to arise. Not normal men. Not people that I'm passing, I'm seeing flyer everywhere you pass. Flyer, banner, 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 flyer, banner, 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 flyer. No be so. No power. Nobody. If you ask the people, where did you get the body for this program? They don't know. They are full of activity. God is not leading them. Have you carried body for God before? Let me tell you. When Christ is formed in us, when we become conduits of His life, then the scripture that is in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10 will become our reality. Because He said, unto the principalities and powers. The church has become a vessel that will manifest the wisdom of God to them. And I told you that you are the church, but you are the church to the extent that you have become functional in the body. Are you with me? You see how I'm leading up? Because God will use the church to manifest His wisdom, but it is you in the church, and the degree to which you are in the church, that is the organism, is dependent on how much you have become functional, and functionality is dependent on how much Christ has been molded in you. And then you go to the scripture. Paul said, I travel in vain again until Christ be formed in you. So there is travail, repentance. That's why we grow. We travel for adventure that Christ will be formed in us. And it's to that extent that we receive authority in the body to function. Functionality in the body is dependent on how much Christ has been formed. And if Christ has been formed in you, in your sphere of influence, in your family, anywhere you find yourself, you become an epitome of the manifestation of the wisdom of God based on the life that you are now living. You understand what I'm saying, my sister? Let me explain to you. When you enter into the heart of God, the
He will form you into what He wants. And then anytime you stand in your family or in your school to lead, you will be the revelation of that thing that God has formed inside of you. And that thing that has formed inside of you, principalities and powers, even angels, they don't know it. They don't know how to touch it. But by looking at you, they will be touched by God. So the man that has entered into the functional dimension of Christ, where Christ has been formed in him as a result of travails and groanings, has become something that principalities and powers can look up to and they wonder. Sometimes they say people that is living, I know now, they say if you are in campus, there are some lodges, if you live around them, the spirit of immorality will collect you. If you like, be fellowship president, then in fact, if you are fellowship president, the easier it becomes. Yes, no, because you have many ladies calling you Baba, 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 Baba. Small children, 20-year-old boy, 21, Baba, Baba, Baba. That has not, you have not discipled anybody. That your fellowship president doesn't mean you discipled anybody. All of them came because the name of the fellowship has already been known. They are coming because of the fellowship, not because of you. If you finish your tenure, you leave. Fellowship remains. Soldier come, soldier go. Fellowship is a barrack. So small boys that pornography have not died in their hearts. Masturbation has not died. Say, sister, I see what God is telling me about you, so that you know you need to grow up in God. You need to know God the more, you know. And I'm led by the Spirit. I'm led by God in my heart to begin to teach you some certain things. Can you come in my room by 10 p.m. in the night? I come ahadabaha. The Danto is a balante. What will happen? I know a young man that is a pastor of a fellowship in one school. In the night, he is teaching ladies in the night. After some time, he left an audience of one and became two. I mean, there are two. There are three people that sleep together. That's what I mean. And they are doing Bible study. May you not do Bible study by 10 p.m. as a young man, fellowship president with two ladies in the night in your room. Oh, ye foolish man that is putting fire in your bosom and say, I'm fireproof. They will burn you to ashes. You guess what? Satan will make sure that you did it and did it in such a way that even if they are telling you can be free, you know you can be free. He's not doing it that is the problem. Some people say, if you do it, God will forgive you. That's not what I'm saying. He will forgive you. But when will you come back to the place where He can now use you again? It might take another 5 years. It's better you did not touch it than that you touch and you are trying to come and you are trying to ask the people that touch pornography. Sometimes people that did masturbation, where I am, I'm handling a lot of cases. A young man bound with pornography will come and tell you that he wants to be free by all means. He goes on a mountain on a 3 days dry fasting. When he came down from the mountain, he used masturbation to break his fasting. You know the way you use food to break fast? He used masturbation to break his fasting. 3 days dry. You don't know where we are talking about. You are bound in your start. Don't enter. I know you can come out, but it's better you don't enter. Ask the people that enter. Many of them are fellowship president, but they masturbate in the night. And they will cry, come out in the open and preach. Go inside, touch pornography. Come outside, preach. Go inside, touch themselves, touch themselves, touch themselves. Some of them used to bring cooler. Food flax. Some of them, they have not done anything. They have not fornicated that, but they have done everything except. They have done everything except to do the act. They have done all kinds of touching. They have even kissed the person. They have been behind dark places. Who am I talking to here? You need deliverance. You need help. Satan has just hijacked your destiny. You are not aware. The problem is that you can still speak in tongues. That's my problem. If there is a way, if you do that thing, you stop speaking in tongues, then we will now know there is a problem. But you can still speak in tongues. And then you fall upon a damsel. Sin, just like righteousness. Righteousness makes you to come back again. When you touch righteousness, it will put in you more hunger to touch more righteousness. The same way, when you touch sin, are you hearing me? When you touch sin, it leaves in you the hunger to come back. When you watch pornography the first time and then maybe you masturbated, you get angry with yourself, cry and weep and say, oh God, if I do it again, cut off my manhood. Only for you to come tomorrow and do it again. A young lady now went and visited a guy. And then they vowed that nothing will happen. Say after me, vow. I didn't hear you, some people don't want to know. Say after me, vow that nothing will happen. In the night, around 11 p.m., they did it. After some time, they did it again. After some time, they did it again and did it again and did it again. That young man is a pastor now. He is still struggling to find his feet. Somebody that God called to be a generational prophet, Satan made sure he corrupted his fountain, his prophetic fountain, with immorality. The reason why you have not seen it as warfare is because you don't know where you are going. You think you know, you don't. Satan has seen it and is making sure that the way I'm looking at you, I can't stop you. What will I do? Let me weaken you. So for a man that Satan can't stop, he will weaken the man. What did I say? If Satan can't stop you, what will he do? He will weaken you. If Satan can't stop you, what will he do? He will weaken you. So by the time you appear to deliver on your assignment, your potency will be measured. Imagine somebody that just watched pornography and God is telling you, I'm going to use you. When school open, I'm going to use you to bring revival. And a man of God come and prophesy to you, there is a call of God on your life, my friend. From today, begin to function such as I have. I give to you, you fall, cry, and then you rise up. After 1 week, Satan gives you 50. After 1 week, he gives you 50 dosages of pornography. You will still go back to try to do that assignment, but you will notice something. What will you notice? That there is energy that comes from inside, and those acts have sapped you of those spiritual energy. There is no effectiveness. I like all this. Some of these my young people that is still young. You need discipleship and mentorship now. Before you make mistake, and we are trying to rescue you from mistake, it's better you didn't make it. You know, those days I was in campus. There is nothing Satan did not do to make sure we fall into immorality. In fact, do you know the worst part? It's the people we are praying with. I used to think, you know what I thought those days? I'm now born again. Let me enter the group. This is prayer group. This is prayer. He's the leader. The pastor of your prayer group will collect you and sleep with you. You know what happened? A time reached, they said, I'm not a man. Two damsels came and said, look, they are powerful women of God in those days. You know, women of God in campus context, they are powerful. They look at me and say, they see the way they laughed at me, Ruben. Yeah, you are not a man. You are not a man. My brother, what do they mean by you are not a man? What do you think they mean? And my brother, what do you think those damsels mean by saying I'm not a man? You know the good thing for me, those days I was so deep into God, I didn't even understand. I didn't know what it meant not to be a man those days. So the question they were asking me didn't even touch me. It took me years to understand what they meant by you are not a man. You are not acting, you are not. We are giving you free food. Collect and shop and clean mouth. If I had eaten that forbidden fruit, I would not be here. It's forbidden fruit. You can eat it too, and God will forgive you. But there are some certain assignments that requires certain potency. What we do is that God will put you on another assignment. You will still be anointed, be doing things. Another person will replace you. When we are coming to Abba, principalities and powers came to. They came to watch what God is about to do. Are you not Dixon? May your man be this. How old are you now? Now, wow. How can you be 12 years old and you have entered into God like this? May your disciple be this. You don't try. The next 5 years, we will now have a colossus. And then a 17-year-old person come and say, am I not your mate? Look at you, that I know. Nobody is your mate. After all, Dangote is your father's mate. But they are not mates. If you work in certain offices, what you will notice is that a boy of 28 years old, the driver that is 50 years old, will be calling him Oga. Oga. Oga, sir. Somebody that is qualified to be your father, what is he respecting? He is something that is intangible. We came to Abba for warfare, and our target is to open up certain windows in the spirit. Listen to me, listen. There is second thought. As soon as we say we want to come, it's not just that people come and program up. No. We prayed for long. So as soon as I know what is happening, I know maybe God wants to use you. That's why he brought us. Maybe God wants to bring a cargo. That's why he brought us. I want to show you something. According to this book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10, God wants to display something to the principalities and powers. That's where I'm going. And if you have followed what I'm saying, you will find out that God wants to show principalities and powers something. But who will he use? That's the long and short of everything I'm saying. He wants to show them something in this season. There's something he wants to do. But he will do it through you. To the extent that you become functional. I want to also show you something. Mark. Mark chapter 4. Somebody read for me from verse 35. Mark chapter 4. Read for me. It's King James you have, Abby. What do you have? No. No one. King James, right? Come and give her the mic quickly. There is no mic. Oh, yeah, read. Continue. Continue reading. Follow the reading. If you don't follow the reading, you will not get what I'm saying. It is deliberate that we are reading. All I've been doing is to show you a parable. I've not started what I want to do. I want to show you a parable of what is happening in the spirit.
continue.
Other little ships, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the wave beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and say unto him, Master, careth thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the wind, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the storm a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the storms, and no man could beat him, no, not to chance, because that he had been for often bound with flitters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the flitters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the storm, crying and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of Most High God? I adjure thee by God, that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he sought him much, that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there were nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently, down to a sea, leaping to the sheep. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it to the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed, and the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it fell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the sin. And they began to pray him to depart out of their courts. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee, and had compassion on thee. He departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus has done to him, and all men.
The place I'm going to is the last verse. I know some of you didn't read up to the last verse. Look at verse 20 in chapter 5. He said, And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. The word Decapolis means 10 cities. Are you seeing what is happening? A man, listen, after Jesus finished the ministration in chapter 5, his target was, he told his disciples, Let's go over to another city. Let's go over to the other side. As soon as he told his disciples, Let's go over to the other side, the governing prince of that territory that they are about to enter into. Are you with me?
the prince of that territory has realized the impact, the consequence of Jesus coming into that city. So before Jesus said, I want to go over to that city, he is still in this city. He has not yet started making the journey. Then the principality in the other side has started reacting and fighting. So that by the time Jesus entered the boat to cross over, the sea was in tempest. You will notice that when Jesus rose up and spoke to the storm and the sea and the tempest, he was speaking to it as if he was a living thing. Did you notice? Did you read with me? Jesus was addressing the storm as if he was a living thing. That was to show you that there is a principality that is functioning behind the oppression that we see in the natural, and the intent is to rise against the desire of Jesus to extend the frontiers of the kingdom to another city. And because he said we want to go to another city, as soon as he said that, then something rose up on the seas and began to contend. It was when we got over to the other side that we began to see that there is a spirit that is possessing a man, and the intent is to stop Jesus from coming over. And there is an object of interest. The object of interest that caused that kind of warfare was what? Verse 20. Chapter 5, verse 20. That principal spirit, legion, that is inhabiting a man, is the one that is in charge of that 10 cities. So as long as that spirit is operating in that city is bound and will never realize her potentials until that city is being set free. So on that day, Jesus said, let's go over. And for a normal man, you can just go over. But for somebody like Jesus, as long as he said he wants to go over to another side, the implication is that the salvation of that city has come. And the spirit that is in charge of that city doesn't want to go. You can realize by the statement of that spirit, when Jesus wanted to cast him out, he said, don't send us out of this territory. That means, I'm telling you something, that means that spirit is a territorial being. By all means, that spirit doesn't want to leave the territory. Is you that think Jesus went to preach the gospel? Is you that think that Jesus is doing preaching? For him, he is going there for territorial warfare. As soon as he said, let's go over, both him and the spirits that are involved knew what is involved. And the spirit began to fight back. And Jesus stood and rebuked the spirit. The resultant effect is that the spirits were cast out from the places that they were in charge. And then they hold 10 cities. 10 cities. There were held subject to Satan. We are set free simply because a man decided to come up and he understood that God wants to make a statement. God wants to make a statement so that the principalities and powers will hear. God wants to make a statement. And my desire is that today, that God will make a statement through your life in the name of Jesus. That God will make a statement through your life in the name of Jesus. That is the only way Satan will hear. I know you might seem as if what we are doing is normal, the same thing with what others are doing. It's just prayer. No, it's not. Jesus is not the first person that crossed over the sea. Neither is he the first person that came to preach. But by the time he was coming, we know that there is a cargo he's bringing. You cannot pray the way we have prayed and continue praying that way and appear in a place that darkness is. And Satan will assume that it is normal. It can't be normal. There must be something behind the actions. There must be something behind the oppression. And that is what he wants to quench. And that is what he wants to stop. Let me show you something. Who can tell me who is the mother of Jesus? Thank you. Luke chapter 2. Who can tell us who is the mother of Jesus? You say what? Mary. Who? Mary. Huh? Virgin Mary. Who again has answers? I need two more answers. So everybody here agrees that the mother of Jesus is who? Is Mary or Virgin Mary. Let's see the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2. Verse 34. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child set forth the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel. Are you with me? Oh, pay attention now, pay attention, pay attention. In your Bible. Verse 36. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with 107 years, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about what? 84 years. Huh? How many years? 80. Which departed not from the temple, but served God with what? I didn't hear you. With what? And prayers, night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto God, and spake of him to all that look for redemption in Israel. I know if I say this thing now, I don't know if you people are mature to hear mysteries. The normal father of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, came to present him. But the two spiritual parents that were systems through which, because Jesus is beyond the human. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is a destiny and a project, a salvation that God wants to bring upon the face of the earth. Huh? And as long as that thing entered the heart of two men, they carried it. See, a burden is like a pregnancy. Are you hearing me? A burden is like a pregnancy. It can actually be aborted. Sometimes you can come, many people say that they had burden and then they lost. You can come to a meeting like this and a burden will enter into your heart. And then you go out and just with a friend, watch Telemundo, watch many things, do many things. After some time, you don't feel like praying and fasting the way you feel like before. The way the thing is no more there. You can even try to fast and pray, it's no more there. It's a proof that the burden has left. You know the problem. You aborted a pregnancy. A spiritual pregnancy was aborted. Huh? So physically, Mary was pregnant with a baby. But spiritually, a woman was pregnant with a body. Are you hearing me? And the name of that woman is Anna. The name of the man was Simeon. These are the two people that sat in the temple. And the Bible said, for his 84 years old, 80 years or thereabouts, the woman sat in the temple. She didn't have any business except to fast and pray. And Simeon, the same thing. As soon as Jesus was born, Simeon said, now let us that servant to go in peace, to depart in peace. Meaning that the very reason he was alive, coming and offering sacrifice and priesthood, was to become the conduit, the womb that will carry the body and birth forth the Lord Jesus. Meanwhile, in the physical, the person that gave birth was Mary. The person that gave birth was Joseph and Mary. But the spiritual men that shepherded the spiritual men that are custodians, stewards, the burden of the salvation that God wants to bring to Abba can be shepherded, can be stewarded by young people like this. And then when they have stewarded it for long, maybe a man of God will arise and then he will be reigning everywhere. Don't be moved by that. Those are just the manifestation. It was Mary that we saw. Are you getting the point I'm making? Oh, if you will understand this, you will know how God functions eternally. Simeon and Anna stayed in the temple and tarried for long. And when they have reached the place where they have stewarded the spiritual pregnancy to the point that it's now matured to be given birth to in the natural, God found a virgin called Mary and called a man called Joseph. And when they came together, they gave birth to a baby. Meanwhile, that baby in spiritual context was held in a womb called Anna. For 80 years, the woman was pregnant. And every day she's in the temple groaning and fasting.
Kabo, Baba Kai. Shaka Kababoa. Kababoa Katakabaya.
They say, why are you praying? Is God a wicked God? Why are you praying for 10 hours? They don't know that you are pregnant with God matter. You are pregnant and you need to give birth. And the day that they gave birth, you see, if you are not intelligent in the things of the spirit, if God calls you, I've seen many young men, when God calls them to priesthood and releases a burden to them, they will think that what it means is to start a ministry. That's not necessarily what it means. It's when we appear before God, we know how He rewards people. Many people will miss their reward because they don't understand the ways of God. As far as God is concerned, Anna and Simeon are larger men in the spirit. Meanwhile, the people that we saw in the natural that carried the womb is Mary. Huh? Did you not notice that Mary have to, later on, have to follow Jesus and learn? Because what Jesus is bigger than Mary. You didn't hear me. What Jesus is bigger than Mary. Even Mary did not understand what Jesus is and whom Jesus is. It took a revelation for her to enter it. But men like Simeon know. I hope you know. Men like Simeon and Anna, they know what Jesus is and whom Jesus is. All Mary knew is that she's the one that carried it in the natural. She found favor. See, let me tell you, in the kingdom, there are things that are gifts, but there are things that are rewards. So it is only possible for you to get the reward in the kingdom when you have leveled into the heart of God. And when you level into that place, then what comes back from that is what we call rewards. Rewards can only come as a result of spiritual level. So Anna was pregnant with a burden, and I want to ask you now, what are you pregnant with? There are many people that is doing things for God and there is no burden behind it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Satan is not afraid of what you are doing in the natural. He's not afraid of activities. He's afraid of the fact that you are pregnant. You are pregnant with what? A heavenly breathed burden. And as long as that burden continues to mature in your spiritual womb, then the territory will not withstand what is coming out from you. Because what is coming out from you, if it is born of God, is eternal. And there is nothing in time, in the natural, in this physical, that can withstand the force and the power of what is divine. As long as things divine will continue to find expression through us, then the time will come when the kingdoms of the world will become subject to the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ. That's why God is looking for wombs. Men that have the capacity to trace the origin of burdens in God stay there perpetually. They will never leave until they have touched the burden of the matter, because they know that that is what will push them to the end. If you ever met the end of God's expectation in your life or concerning a matter, it was because you got the burden. Are you with me? And guess what? We can organize Eastern Revival Conference, Eastern Revival Mandate, Eastern Prayer Network, Eastern Solemn Assembly, Eastern Come Back to God, Eastern Repentance Meeting, campus revival this day. National, whoa. That's it. Have you not noticed? That is nothing to anything. If there is anything he's doing, he's exposing many people to the attacks of Satan. There are many people, their life was okay. There is a young man, I will handle this case. There are many young men, I will handle this case if I go back. I didn't want to tell him. The young man went to where and said that God told him to do this and start this and start this. I said, okay, bro, you are blessed. He thought what I meant by saying you are blessed is go and be doing things. He doesn't know that what he means is that let me allow you small in your foolishness. When demons have barbed your head, when they barb your head, you will realize there is time. Are you not young? Are you up to 30? You are young. You have time to waste like 10 more years. No, you have time. Me, I'm telling you that. I know you don't. The way you are living, I know you have time. There is no way you can live this way if you don't have time. He has time. The young man went over it and was doing some things. After some time, he fell into. Now, if you start doing spiritual, some kind of spiritual business in Abba, the principality that will attack you is not the spirit of immorality. Is the spirit of death. Your finance, your health, and your life will be at stake. If you do it that way, guess who will attack you? Morality. All the addictions that have left you many, many years ago, they will come back. You'll be looking for yourself, you won't see. Themselves will present. When I entered Owerri the first time in 2018 to come for a meeting in a student's fellowship, I think charismatic student's fellowship. When I came, I prayed for. I was on 3 days dry fast. I was coming from Makoti. When I came, I didn't put any food in my mouth. I didn't even visit my house. I came straight from Makoti, went down to where I didn't visit Nehu. I packed Nehu, went to where. To make sure, because if God sends you on spiritual assignment, don't greet anybody on the way. I went there. As soon as I entered the city, I now saw a territorial being standing in the heavens. These are not the kind of spirits you cast. There are spirits you bind and cast, but there are others you war with them. The Bible says we wrestle not. You know what is wrestling? How many of you have watched WWE? I know you have watched it very, very well. And you like it. Akoma has started. You like, if you watch WWE, there is what we call SmackDown. There is what we call all kinds of things. You can't just come and they give you belt. Even if the person knows that you are bigger than him, you will still come inside the ring. Are you hearing me? You must enter the ring. Many believers don't want to enter the ring. They just want to be living the Christian life, and they say, in the name of Jesus, I take this territory in the name of Jesus. Take this territory in the name of Jesus. And they do one small prayer, Chelter's prayer. Some people did prayer work for 1 hour and they said they have taken a territory. Even your family at home is not taken by 1 hour prayer. Your family. May God deliver this generation. They don't want to hear the truth. Some people won't like this thing I'm saying. But I'm a pharmacist, spiritual pharmacist. You know what I do? I produce drugs. And the kind of drugs I'm producing is such that if you take one tablet, it will cure you of what I said it will cure you of. There are many people that have been taking drugs, but they speak drug. It can never cure you. So I'm here to give you medicine. When you take it, it's bitter, but my headache has gone. How many of you have you received injection before? You know how the thing is. I lost. It's painful, but my headache has gone. That's how it is. Something in the spirit. The Bible said that a man will know the truth, and the truth will what? It's not. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will what? Yes. The Bible said, and the truth will make you free, not set you free. And when you hear set free, it will mean an event. When you hear make you free, it will mean a process. So that the implication now is that people is interested in deliverance, the event. They don't know that there is such a thing as deliverance, the process. That means if you will be truly free from certain things, you will need multiple ministrations of the drop called truth. We continue to minister truth to you. Minister truth to you. After a period of time, that truth will now make you free. Are you not seeing it? So when people say, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make we set you free, they will say, I receive the word, oh, I'm free. You have to take more injection. Have you not taken injection before? There is one I took at General Hospital at Onitsha in the year 2005. I was sick. Do you know Onitsha? I was sick, and they took me to General Hospital. When they finished, the worst thing that happened is that they gave me my injection to hold. May you not enter that place. You know, if you are not seeing the injection, doctor will just, nurse will just say, just turn your back, they will choke you. And me, I was the one holding my injection. You know, it's a bottle. I held it for 3 days. And every day I come and collect you. Every day I come and after the second day, I threw away the injection. Because the torment in it is not the action of injecting me, but the fact that they gave me my own injection to hold. And every day I opened my locker. I was a boarding school student in DMGS those days. I opened my locker and I look inside. I see my injection. And I know, as long as I have not finished my ration of injection, that there is no possibility of being made free from my ailment. Are you with me? But your normal self will want to just take one injection and it's over. But the doctor said, two in the morning, two in the evening. Say after me, two in the morning, two in the evening. That's what it will take to make free. And sometimes, before truth will make you free, it will make you mad first. Have you not noticed? If you take injection, won't it pain you? But after paining you, what will happen? After paining you, it will cure you of your sickness. But it will pain you first. The same way with truth. Before truth will make you free, it will make you mad. For example, I came, I told some people that, see the way you are doing 30 minutes prayer, and you say you are taking the city. I see some banners everywhere. Abba is full of banner. Abba is full of banner. Abba banner. Abba equal to banner. It's not about banner. Demons know they respect banner. You will see fire to take the city. Territorial oppression. All kinds of bogus names. In the night, Satan will say, this name, there are demons that check banners. Yes, there is. Actually, there is. There is. That's why if you are not mature, if you have not gained some certain stature, don't allow yourself to appear on some banners. The banners of some many people's problems started when they started appearing in banners and flyers. They will come and say, Abba, we fall to Jesus. And they put you in the flyer. Eh? When they put you in the flyer, you are there. And you put hand like this. The demons that they sent to check will come and say, let's check you. And when they come in the night, by 2 in the night, you are doing, they say, we thought these people are serious. What are we going to do to this man now? If we attack him, he will think as if he will think something is about to happen. What are we going to do? They will bless you. You know, they will anoint you. by my brother. They will anoint you with a spirit. There is a spirit that is called the spirit of slumber. You don't know. Slumber and sleep is not just something you do. There is an anointing in it. Let me tell you. How many of you has watched movie till 11 and then by 12 you want to pray, and then your eye, I'm not telling you you are feeling sleepy and all that, your eye will be heavy. Has it not happened to you? It will seem as if one eye, one bag of cement, another eye, one bag of cement. You will do like this. If you refuse to open, you use two hands and hold it, it will close. On that day, your hand, your eye is heavier than your hands. Once it's 4 a.m., it will clear. By 4, it will clear. That is to show you that there is a spirit in. They will, once they see you on the flyer, they will anoint you. Anoint you with the spirit of slumber and sleep. Huh? You are not the one. Even see, even if I say you are the one, if you are not the one, you are not the one. You see, it's not by names, it's not by the things you say. The man of God met a young man and said, everything I have, you now have it. The young man went and started an apostolic ministry. The thing Bab himself for 3 years. He folded up and started business. He's not doing well in business. He's doing very, very well in business. Did he understand what God is saying? He thought he means go and start. He started and started doing like that man of God is doing. Set and slap him. You don't even need set and serve. Once you are out of alignment, the universe will fight you. Because the universe helps a man that God has helped. It's when God helps you, the universe will help you. There is a song that said, oh, speed from the heavens and the earth, we earth. Oh, speed from the heavens and the earth, we earth. This is the lyrics. Oh, speed from your heavens and the earth, we earth. Is that the pattern? Oh, speed from your heavens and then the earth, we earth. Oh, speed from your heavens and the earth, we earth. Oh, speed from your heavens and the earth, we earth. My altar is calling. If you have altar, sing with me. My altar is calling you, O God. My altar is calling you, O God. Oh, speak from your head and the earth, we hear. Oh, speak from your heaven. We oh, speak from your heavens and the earth, we my altar is gone. Sister, do you have an altar? You can sing this song. Let men that have altar sing. Let me hear your voice. My altar is calling you, oh God. My secret place is calling you, my covenant is calling you, oh God. My sacrifice is calling you, oh God. My obedience is calling you, oh God. My prayer is calling you. take your place. Take your place. Take your place. My altar is calling you, oh God. My altar is calling you, oh God. Take your place. My cup, my cup. Take your place. Oh, speak from your heavens and the earth be here. Oh, speak from your heavens and the earth be here. Oh, speak from your heavens and the earth be here. Oh, speak from your heavens, we hear. Oh, speak from your heavens, and the and the earth be here. My altar is calling you, oh God. My altar is calling you, oh God. My altar is calling you. Oh God, my covenant is calling you. Oh God, my covenant is calling. Can you pray wherever you are for just 2 minutes? Let your altar cry out to him. My covenant is calling you. The voice of a man is traced to his altar. We don't speak with our vocal cords in the spirit. We speak with our altars. My altar is calling. My altar is calling. My altar is calling. My altar is calling. Shabahataka. My altar is calling. You are not praying. My altar is calling.
My altar cry.
My covenant is calling you. Jesus, Jesus. My altar is calling you. My altar is calling you.
Siambre takapai, nipapo na takapatai, napapapapo akatas.
Oh, speak from your heavens and the earth. We beckon on you, great one. Oh, speak from your heavens and the earth. We
Oh, speak from your heavens, and the earth will hear. Oh, speak from your heavens, and the earth will hear. Oh, speak from your heavens, and the earth will hear. Oh, speak from your heavens, and the earth will hear. Oh, speak from your heavens.
You are not praying.
And the earth we hear. Oh, speak from your heavens, and the earth we hear. Oh, speak from your heavens, and the earth we hear. Oh, speak from your heavens, and the earth we hear. Oh, speak from your heavens and the earth.
Somebody cry, cry. Abela sakabaya, ambeletwa, ambeletwa kapatamianta kabela, sakatapata kapakua tali.
Oh my God, aya. Oh, speak from your heavens. And the earth we hear. Oh, speak from your heavens, and the earth we hear. Oh, speak from your heavens, and the earth we hear. Oh, speak from your heavens, and the earth. My altar is calling you, oh God. My altar is calling you, oh God. My secret place is calling you, Jesus, Jesus. My altar is calling you, Jesus, Jesus. In Abba, we cry out. In Abba, we cry out. Use great one. Send down the rod of your son from Zion.
Abekaya, Abekamwanta kapela, Sambre takapela, Ipapapatakwata kapena kapadia. Sapataya, Papapakwata kapapabina, Ambreko pataha, Sakwa, Papapapapapakwa.
Oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody pray.
my car. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. My car, my car.
Ataya!
Come on, Mahatai. Rekopata Habatask. Leperiente Kapana Habati. Mampata Kapai. Aprekopata Bahasa. Pambre. Sabatara Kapapapanatai. Yambepetekua. Sabao. My altar is calling. My secret place is calling. My covenant is calling. Something will happen now. If you will press more, press for 2 more minutes. Press for 2 more minutes. Press, 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 press. Something will break out. Something will break forth. Something will happen. Something will shift. Somebody pray, pray. If only you can pray. If only you can pray. Yeah. my God. Yeah. Yeah. My God. Yeah. Yeah. Akaya. Oh. Come, come, come. Come, come, come. Come. Come to thy resting place. Thou and the ark of thy might. Come. Come, oh great one, come. Come, come, come. One more minute. Sakaparia. Aye, aye, aye. Oh my God. Oh my God. Don't miss your moment. This is the time to press it. Oh, oh, oh. My God. Hakaya. Barada Haska. Let the fire from your altar touch my body. Let the fire from your altar touch my body. Let the fire from your altar touch my body. Fire, fire! Let the fire from your altar touch my body. Let the fire from your altar touch my body. Let the fire from your altar touch my body. Hey, Jesus! Let the fire from your altar touch my body. Let the fire from your altar touch my body. Pray, pray. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Paratapakaska. Padiam Pateta Kwata Kabena. Mambepodia Kapatapanati Kapadia. Rata Papaska Penakambre. shatande di kapataya, mamamba bora, papa bora, niya papa bora, nisaba bamba papa 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 na ta 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 ta, nisaba kambre de na ka bamba taya, niya papa papa bamba ta 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 ta, nisaba bora, shami na pe pe de 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 pe de ko kada, mamba papa 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 na ka ta ta di na ka ta ta, shamba papa 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 na ta 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 ko.
Lift up your head, so ye gates. Lift up your head, so ye gates.
And the
Aye. Karabaha Satamata Lepene Kumbra Apataka Pata Takapanata. My God. My God. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen to me. Listen. Find a neighbor. Two. Find a neighbor. We're about to pray. I want to read a place for you. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 14. Find a neighbor. We are going to pray for this whole territory. The territory of Aba and Abia State. Find a neighbor. Two. He said in verse 14 that it might be fulfilled
that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. I want us to pray. As the Bible said, it said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Sometimes it's not as if people are not doing things, but it's because the gate of the territory has not been opened to admit certain cargoes from the Spirit. It is when the window was opened by the prophetic action of Jesus that the gospel began to reach certain people. I want us to pray that the light of Jesus will shine upon the territory, so that many more people that have assignments and ordination that is embedded in them, that it will come forth. Many people know that God is calling them to. There are many things, many more people that are not even aware yet here, but there is a heavy calling. Many of them started off and veered off to the wrong end. It is because there is darkness. I want us to pray in the neighbor, face to face. Pray to God. When the light comes, even you will begin to experience a lease of life in the ordination that God has given to you. Can we pray? Pray in the next 2 minutes. Let light shine over the territory. Let the light of God shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors. The King of glory is come. He's 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 come. He rides into the city. He comes. He comes. He comes. He comes with fire in his eyes. He comes. The great one comes. He comes. He comes. He comes. He comes. He comes. Hakapela, Santa Kabala, Wamba Katai, Wata Katakua, Sakamba Katakakua, Sire! Light comes. The day that God spoke about has come. The day that prophecy captured has come. Teria pata hasamante, poria takapante, kapendo rapata hata, ambekoata, shabina kapena kali, kambero satapanteli, yatapana kapangua, sapola, sapola. Two more minutes. Pray, pray, pray. Supata. Sister, pray. Sister, pray. Sister, pray. Sister, pray. Oh, man of God, pray. Brother, pray.
Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Revival, come, come. Revival, come. Sida Bahatai. Revival comet. Revival comet. Revival comet. Revival comet. Revival comet. Every campus, every state, every city, every town, every church, revival comet. Marketplaces, businesses, revival comet, revival comet, revival comet. Men will cry out everywhere. The power of God will be everywhere. Holiness everywhere. Prayer everywhere.
Psalms chapter 110. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. All these young men, I noticed a group of young men, young guys, that is about 8 to 12 years old. Come to the front. You are my friends. You come. You come. Even Dixon, come. Come and stand in the front.
Come, revival, come, 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 revival, come, 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 revival, come, revival, come, 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 revival, come, 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 revival, come, in all families, in all schools, in all homes, in all churches in this territory. The move of the fear of the Lord, the move of holiness, the move of prayer, the move of the power of the Spirit. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come.
Ah.
Oh Spirit, re, re, re. Oh Spirit, re, re, re. Oh Spirit, revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come.
Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Holy Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Holy Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Holy Spirit, rain. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. In Jesus' name. The five of you, hold hands together. Anytime I say pray, pray together. Hold him. No, not like that. Like this. As you are small, I will give the five of you something that will work for years. I like it like this. I'm not praying for them guys. Let them be praying for now. She's not praying now. No, I'm not calling you. Don't be praying small, small. This is people praying that I'm looking. Psalm chapter 110. Why do you go and monopolize your sister? She is not praying. Psalm chapter 110, verse 1. One last prayer point. Verse 1, he says, the Lord said unto my Lord, what? Until. This is to show us that everything we are doing on earth is only you that don't know, is warfare, is the battle of thrones. Every single thing you do as a believer is to fulfill this mandate. The lands and the territories that has been conceded to the enemy so that it will be recovered. Now, this is the method. The Lord shall send the rod of strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Now, that is not my point. My point is the next verse. Let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. That's the first part. But there is another part. Another part is that he said, we often ignore that second part. He said, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, that has the dew of thy youth. There is a prayer we are about to make, and when we make it, once we pray, God will move mightily in our midst in great power and glory. But before then, I'm looking for people that want to fulfill this second part. He said, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Forget any talk about revival when there is no acute search of holiness and purity. I see a generation that God is calling to revival that is having all kinds of ailments that is given to the flesh and immorality and impure life. There is no generation that is plagued with immorality like this generation. Many people are trying, but Satan knew that the day that our generation will be willing to hear us, it's not just the day of our power, but also the day that we walk in holiness, purity, and power. I want to pray with maybe two or three people that is suffering from a limitation you know in your heart, that there are places you have not given to Jesus. This kind of holiness we are talking about, I'm not doing altar call to be born again, but it's altar call. Altar call for you to yield every member of your body as an instrument of holiness. Some of you, it might be that you are watching pornography, come out. Masturbation, come out. Any form of addiction, come out. Some of you are no more watching, but your mind is polluted. there is no difference between you and this person watching. Your mind is polluted. It is like your mind is a factory. The kind of things you think, you even wonder whether you are the one thinking it. Because of the just need and because of the fact that you came out, I will single you out. I will just count to 7. If you come out, I will pray with you. There is a special grace that God gave me in this move of revival to help people. Before power, there is need for holiness. Come on, as you are kneeling down, cry to Jesus. Don't look at anybody. Cry to Jesus. The rest of you, wherever you are, lift up your hands and be praying. Pray for them. Pray. This is the real revival. Pray wherever you are. You are not praying. This is an event. This is an event that is critical in your life. Cry out. Cry out wherever you are. If you need to lie down, lie down. If you need to kneel down, kneel down. It's between you and God. Shut out your life now. Many people that miss this moment will come back later. With tears, they will be crying for it. But the moment has passed. If you deal with it now, it will be over. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Something will happen to you now. As you pray. As you pray. As you pray. As you pray. Father, I ask you, from heaven, look upon these ones. Look upon them. Look upon them. Let the yokes of impurity be broken of their life. Let the yokes of addiction be broken. Whatever the name is, whatever the limitation is, let it be broken. Let it be broken. Do a new work in their life. Do a deep work. A deep work. A deep work. A deep work. Pray this prayer. Lord, do a deep work. 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 Hey, you are not praying. You are not praying. Cry out. Allow your tears to flow. Any revival that doesn't deal with sin is fake. Any revival that doesn't emphasize on holiness is fake. That doesn't emphasize on purity is fake. You must live a pure life. It's a must. It's not optional. People think you are holy. People think you are good. But only you know what you are doing. Only you know what you are doing. Only you know how bad your heart is. How terrible your heart is. Tell Jesus, today you must help me. There is help in Zion here. There is help here. There is help here. There is help here. Pray for 2 minutes. Pray. The Lord is doing a surgery. The Lord is doing a surgery. A circumcision. Circumcision. Surgery. Circumcision. Surgery. Circumcision. Surgery. Circumcision. Jesus, pour the spirit of holiness upon these ones. Pour the spirit of purity. Pour the spirit of holiness. Pour the spirit of purity.
wash their heart and mind from every filth, every filthy thought, every filthy mind is being washed and purged with the fire of God. Every weakness is being removed. Every addiction is being broken. Every spirit that is holding you bound, I cast you out now. I bind you. Come out of them. Come out. Receive strength to live holy. Receive grace to be pure. Receive grace to be pure. One more minute. Cry, cry. Don't be in a hurry. Cry. Settle it here. Why do you need to live here and speak about it again? If you can settle it here. Why are people always in a hurry? With God, we are in a hurry. No. I see grace being poured out. Grace for holy living. Grace of purity. Suberiatal. Eberekuta. Eberekuta kabanahata. Shamperokuta kambari. Abrekabata manahapataria. Shantekola. Shantekola kabena kapalia. Oh my God, Sopenaha Pacabinante, Rapata Papiento Capana Capata, Paporia Tacabana Capitalia, Sambreto Capana, Zapata Quanta Caba, Jesus Capana Hapatalia, Mantia Capena Quambete, Zapatua Capata Hatala, Aite, 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 Catua, Paratahataka Sosa, Mante Cabaya, Nicorataha. Shaka Parosaka.
If I lay hands on you, you can go back.
Mota kapariata panikoba pantelo tasota palia felesh mikotara bahatala santebe kota kambre makila patalia tos apata kwanta kabanatelia repetua kasata panata mantaka 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 shile pereku sasana ambreko pariata kabana deka diante mikoroso soparatela ambreko patamanatela iparata Jesus 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 kale kale hatalia parada hatela ambreko panatala mantaka penakadia tala isaparate. Ah, Shubada Hatamanaka, Aperiaka Penaka Borada Mahate, Zambedukati, Aite Benekatia, Rapata Panahata Kapanate, Mantua Kapanahantele, Iparatale, Ibaratale, Iparatale, Iparatale, Kapanaka Buaka, Akatia Kamanakapia, Shatesh, Iporo Susuba, Ambreko Patamahatalia.
Free, free, free.
Sunabadia kabenatwa ambre kopata mahate shabana bakambre tepenia kata apatala tapakuna kabenatia mantekuda parahatas tas kabena kabena karya senemento kuatala baha manta kabianto la tapanakati aitepene kuata satale. Mande pele katia abrata bata katua shata bata takabata kotua apenante kiata banatele iya panaka batata
Jesus. Babola, Babola, Kapanaham, Betokakia, Shapania, Kapena, Kapuate, Sata, Jesus, Apiakota, Cambretala, Lapatuaka, Satamanatia, Jesus, Opanaha, Kapenatiate, Lapata, Katia, Pomanata, Pantala, Jesus, Piocoto, Sata, Manta, Kapalia, Debora, Jesus, Manta, Palakatalia, Apena, Quante, Kapana, Jesus. Jesus. Shate apana kambre. Woto soso balata. Woto soso. Woto soso. Bira taha kapana dea. Sita ne apana kwa. Apatalia. Jesus. Mito soso amakana. Yante nevena kwa. Sapatalia kabena delipana ambra kopada 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 sopana patakaria tenete mantapola kapatali ambre kopata panatia teborande hante
in Jesus' mighty name. One last prayer. Psalm chapter 110. He said, "Thy people shall be willing in the door of your power." You see, there are many things we cannot do, even though we are looking at it. An attempt to do it, Satan will so disgrace you. How many of you have tried to do something for God? And then you even hear, and God will tell you, "Go and do this thing for me." And then you do it and fail woefully. And then you begin to wonder, "I thought God is the one that sent me." You are not reading the Bible. Jesus sent the apostles, the disciples, but he told them, "Tarry here in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." Meaning that there is obviously a need. In fact, there will be an acute misrepresentation of God when a man is not endued with the requisite power. By power, we don't just mean power for ministry. We mean sometimes all it takes, because he said, "Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you." So that what will happen? Witnesses unto him. Meaning that you are a testimony of the kind of person, the kind of life, and the kind of mission that Jesus has. Are you with me? So when a man comes in a place where everybody is immoral, and then he received power to be holy, what is it? Is it not a witness? The power we talk about is not just power to fall down. It's power to be a witness. In whatever context that God will have you bear witness to him, dependent on the environment and circumstance that you have found yourself. Sometimes the witness that you need to be is a witness of integrity, of character. Everybody is stealing money, but you can't. You think it's normal. There are some people that didn't plan to steal money. It's peer pressure. Everybody is collecting it. There is an institution in Nigeria. They will collect the money and the bribe, and they will give you your share. You did not collect, but just because you are part of them, they give you your share. And if you refuse to collect, it will seem as if you are a saboteur. People will begin to ask you, and people ask you, the way you are behaving, you are doing as if all of us are not Christians. That's what I'm talking about. It's not easy to live like that. Because as of that moment, you are not just a believer, you are a witness. You need power. Somebody went to a government parastatal and began to leave. I said, you will not collect bribe here, you will not do this here, you will not do that here. Do you know what happened? Very soon they hit the guy with cancer. Just because he said, I want to stand for the truth and stop corruption, they hit him, because he doesn't know that many of the people he's seen there are not normal people. They are powered by altars, and he is trying to stop their perpetration. You see, they are involved in corruption and getting money. But Satan is not looking for money. He is looking for the institutionalization of corruption. Satan is gaining by corruption. They are gaining by money. So if you want to stop them, Satan will give them power to stop you. It's not just enough to say, come and say, I want something like this to be happening. A governor can speak in tongues and enter, become governor, and he cannot explain what is happening to him. If you meet him one-on-one, he can be a good person, but he can't explain. He doesn't know what he's doing him. The thing is that altars, thrones, priesthood that is more powerful than him is navigating and detecting the activity of the state, and every man becomes a victim of that, that has no reason and hope the influence of that spirit. Brothers and sisters, what we have on earth, they are colonial masters. There is no a time that you are not servant to a spirit. There is no time a human being is not a servant to a spirit, never once. So it's either you choose deliberately to be a servant unto righteousness, unto God, or you be a servant to another thing, a slave to another thing. When you say, I don't want to serve God, you are saying, I want to serve Satan, even though you didn't say it. There is no middle point. Can we pray? Let's hold hands, fall forward, and ask God, whatever it takes for me to bear witness in my school, family, campus, territory, in this Abia, in Abia state, whatever it takes for the witness of Jesus to come to this state. Hey, find a neighbor, join people, my friend. Pop up. All this, my friends, all of you, join hands together in a second. You can stand, join hands and pray. You are not praying, pray.
When you are here, when you are here.
Power to be a witness. Power to witness Christ. Power to witness Christ.
For thy people shall be willing in the days of your power. Thy people shall be willing. They are not willing yet because power has not come. The territory is not willing because power has not come. Your campus is not willing because power has not come. Your family is not willing because power has not come. Thy people, the people you are sent to, the people that are sent to you, they will be willing. When power comes, power to be a witness, power for miracles, power for holiness, power for character, power. You need power. Hey! It's coming. When you are here. Precious, pray. And ye shall be endued with power from on high. 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 When you are here, your power will come when you come. Your power comes when you come, Holy Ghost. Rebecca, no, you come, all spirit of power. Come, all spirit of power. Come, all spirit of power. Come in your power. Come in your power. Come in your power. Come in your power.
When you are here. When you are here.
It's coming. 21 people. Clothes of fire. Clothes of power. We are the Holy Ghost. By fire.
Oh my God.
Hey! Angels are coming. They are coming. Angels of power. They are coming. My God.
My God. When you are here,
When you are here, when you are here, when you are here. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here,
where is Jasper? Come. Lift up your head. Let this territory hear you. Let this territory hear you. From today, Kaperia Tosa Sama, Prento Kapahatai, Patahaya, Kua, Patahaya. Spiritual authority, spiritual authority. Voice, the voice that cracks territories. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, take it. In the name of Jesus. For 21, they are not complete yet. Pray, pray. In the next 5 minutes, the hand of the Lord will find you. You can't live here the same. Something must come. Something, something. Fire, fire, fire must come. Hey, hey. Shakoma na hatania, brento kad, aperia kato, samaha, samaha, teria kapakatash. Intercessors, prophetic intercessors. You will take territories on your knees, on your knees. Territories will bow on your knees. God will grant you great power, great power to conquer things. Hey, higher. We are there. We are there. We are there. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. By fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. Help me offend them. Help me offend them. By fire, by fire, by fire. Holy Ghost.
Call that guy. Tell him to lift his hands. Shabbata. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Stand where you are. The hand of God will come upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Stronger. 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 Such as I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God.